At the beginning of the 7th century, Arabia was one of the world's most chaotic places. Many tribes lived on these lands, and each of them worshipped a different idol. They would declare war on each other, shed much blood, and even kill children for their misguided beliefs in idols. A life full of violence, barbarism, and ignorance prevailed in Arabia. Until the birth of Islam, that is. This dark world began to be utterly transformed with God's revelation of the Quran to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. With the spread of Islam, peace, reason, and civilization ruled. Within a few decades, Islam spread to all of Mesopotamia and North Africa, and reached Spain in the west and India in the east. The Arabs, who had been tending their flocks in the desert just a few decades ago, were now the rulers of an empire due to the reason, culture, and awareness they had acquired through Islam. And they installed the civilization, tolerance, and proper moral values taught by God in the Quran in the entire region. During that same period, bigotry and intolerance held sway in Europe. The Catholic Church was oppressing the Jews and even Christians of other denominations. Forced proselytization, as well as torture and murder in the name of religion, were common. In lands under Muslim rule, Jews and Christians were treated with tolerance and compassion, and everyone was free to live by their own religion, for God orders this in the Quran. Only argue with the people of the book in the kindest way, except in the case of those of them who do wrong, saying, "We believe in what has been sent down to us and what was sent down to you. Our God and your God are one, and we submit to him." Islamic civilization, that soon became the world's major power in all spheres, also experienced a great rise in the scientific arena. Muslim scientists developed the decimal system and numbers in use everywhere in the world today. They calculated the orbit of the moon around the earth and made major discoveries concerning the structure of light and optics. They identified that diseases were spread by tiny organisms invisible to the naked eye. In addition, women, who enjoyed the same right to an education as men in scientific schools, made their contribution to all of this. In 1299, the foundations of one of the greatest of this civilization's empires were laid. That was the Ottoman Empire, that for 600 years would have the broadest and most effective state system in the Islamic world. With its conception of the state based on justice and tolerance, superior architecture, traces of which can still be seen today, and its successes in the fields of art, culture, and civilization, the Ottoman Empire was an important role model for the Western world. The tolerant understanding of the Ottomans enabled dozens of different ethnic groups and religious sects to live together in peace for centuries. The Ottoman state and governing system was based on the values of Islam. And many present-day political scientists refer to it as one of the most ideal state systems. Ottoman state diplomacy formed the basis of the modern era's multi-track diplomacy. These historical facts show that Islamic morality played a leading role in the modern world's development. the values acquired by individual Europeans from the world of Islam played a fundamental role in developing European civilization. Historian Eugene Myers expresses this reality in the following way. From the late 9th century until the 12th, Islamic influence on Western science and culture was great. The cultural importance of the work of Islamic scholars and translators for the development of science and humanities can hardly be overestimated. Thus, the roots of Western thought are a mixture of Greco-Arabic and Hebrew thought. Muslims today should not just bask in the glory of their past, but must work to help the Islamic world rise once again.
A glory resembling that of the past can be constructed by Muslims once again, becoming leaders of culture and civilization. Muslims must react to differences with tolerance and use their strength and energies solely for the benefit of Islam and humanity. Only with the dominance of a democratic, tolerant, and peace-loving culture can the Islamic world construct one of the great civilizations of the 21st century.
Love, compassion, sympathy, and tolerance are the core values of Islamic morality. Thanks to these values, some despotic regimes ruling Muslim lands today will fall. Muslims will enjoy peace and security. Cultural and economic development will be achieved. However, before that, there is one fundamental question that the Islamic world has to resolve as a matter of urgency: the establishment of union among Muslim countries.